Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And that's a big deal. I really do. You know, when you engage and you're involved, and I know you're involved and paying attention, it means a lot, believe it or not. So you heard us talking in the last hour, and if you didn't pick up, if you weren't here the last hour, you can, you know, if you go to my website, all this stuff is there on the website. There's a row up top, you know, where you can pick this stuff up. With it. I think we're on iTunes, we're on Google, we're on all of those. And it's very hard. I jokingly say, well, like horse manure on a ranch, right? We're all over the place. You can find us somewhere. Although there are places like YouTube where if you go looking for us, you can't find us. And the stuff you do find, should you actually get us there, is from like 10 years ago. So they've done a really good job at burying guys like me all over the place. And I've got some other friends in the business. You know, I started off the same time Steve Daish did. He's now on the Blaze. But you can't find a lot of his stuff either. They buried him way down. And it was a struggle. And once they caught on to a few of us that were kind of climbing pretty good, they really helped, or they really pushed at squelching everybody. You cannot let them do that. Look, whether I'm your cup of tea or not, whether it's me or somebody else, you have got to make sure that you make the noise needed to keep conservative voices out there. You know, some of you listen to us or watch us on Facebook or wherever, and that's great. That's wonderful. That's good. You know, GCN, the Genesis Communication Network, God bless them for picking us up when another network went down. They picked us up on a Friday when we were told that was it. It was over. Made some frantic phone calls. They had us back on the air by Monday. God bless these people. All right, so you can find us on GCNLive.com as well. But we're on multitude stations across the country. Thank those stations. I know this sounds kind of ridiculous because you're probably listening all day. You don't give it much thought. But these station owners and station managers, they make changes on a regular basis. Call them and thank them for carrying the show. I mean that sincerely. And if we're not on in an area, let me know the station in your area. Make the call first, and then I'll do the follow-up on it. Because the only way we're going to get the message out is if you keep us on the air. Because we're not going to get it out on social media. And many of you have said to me, no, I'm not going to give up on Facebook. Well, what are you doing to stay on Facebook? If a guy like me can't even buy ads on Facebook, right? What makes you think you, who's probably not spending a nickel on Facebook, what makes you think they care about you? Here's something we keep forgetting. It's like the old AT&T thing. I used to say to them when I had a problem with them, when they were the only game in town, so to speak, I would tell the guy on the phone, I said, I know you don't care about me, so don't tell me you do. This is the problem I'm having. Either fix it or don't. He didn't have to fix it. Where am I going to go? They were the only phone company around. Remember those days? Well, it's the same thing now. Facebook doesn't respond to you. Why? They don't have to. Somebody was saying, it's really funny, they were saying there's 7-point-some-odd billion people on the planet, right? A little over 4 billion people have access to the Internet. Think about that. A little over 4 billion. Facebook has like 2.8 billion of those four. Actually have pages on Facebook. You don't think that's power? And we gave it to them. That's scary. And I'm serious. We gave it to them. Just like we gave power to the education system. right? We have conservative teachers that don't want to speak up. We have conservative professors that don't want to speak up. I know. When they do, they get thrown off campus. But you know why? Because the other 27 professors go hide in the closet. If we came out as a group we were, we would be a force to reckon with. Some of you know I'm an elected trustee on the school board. And I'm going to tell you something. If those conservative teachers knew how many, and I can't tell them, it's not the right thing to do. You know, I believe in the oath that I took to take that office. But if those conservative teachers really knew how many of them there were, they really wouldn't bow to the pressure of the left, the teachers on the left, the liberal teachers. They wouldn't do it. And they wouldn't allow it to happen. And if you would vote more conservative, more conservative trustees on these educational school boards who had a spine, not just because they say they are, but actually have a spine, then they would stick up for those teachers. They would stick up for those educators and staff members. Right now, I know I'm making a bunch of them nervous because they listen to my show. But it's a true statement. We have bowed down to the left for too long, and that's why you have people rioting in Portland. Rioting, you heard me, in Portland, in Seattle. That's why you have the mass exodus. De Blasio, you people in New York, how did you vote for De Blasio? The guy was a failure in his first term. You put him in a second, and then Rick Green makes fun of me for not having faith in the American people. Look, I really love this country. I thank this country. I thank our American soldiers. My family wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for American soldiers. My family came out of fascism, from Italy. And it was only because America beat back, Hitler and Mussolini and the rest of them. And you know what's really sad is these little young punks that are running around burning down buildings and burning down police cars in Europe during World War II. If you saw American soldiers coming through your town with that American patch on their shoulder, you knew you were saved. You knew that everything was going to be okay, that you were safe. Now, you've got these boneheads running around. They see the American flag. It's oppressive. Well, let me tell you what. It wasn't oppressive when they saw them coming in through Germany.
Okay.
Shut up, you. It wasn't oppressive when they saw them coming into Germany. It wasn't oppressive when they saw them coming into Italy or anywhere else in Europe at the time. Seriously. But I'm sure that you lefty squishies think we could have talked our way out of that. Right? When you think about... there's that sound again. And I didn't even get to introduce... Sharon Angle's going to join me after the break. We're going to talk about whether President Trump is suing the state of Nevada over these mail-in ballots. Can he do so? Does he have the right? Well, she's going to let us know. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Hey, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want to join the text, because some of you don't want the emails, and I get it. I don't want them either, but I don't mind getting them if you got to get a message to me. But just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you'll get a notice that the show's starting, and you can stop them anytime you want to, so you're not stuck with it, okay? Not like we're stuck with that Newsom
fellow here in California. Anyway, listen, you know, in the last hour, in the last segment, I was talking about taking back our schools and how conservative teachers, there's a lot more of you than you know, and we just need to band together and we need to push back. And I looked over my shoulder as we were going to break, and Newt Gingrich is up there screaming, it is time to take back our schools. So hopefully somebody will get the message, somebody will step up, and somebody will want to do something. And you know what? I met this woman, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and she had energy, she knew what she believed in, and she was willing to fight for it, and, you know, an inspiration to all of us. I think you guys need to really look at her career and look at what she's done and how hard she's pushed to make things right in this country. Sharon Engel joins me. She's with the Election Integrity Project in Nevada. She says the president is fully justified in his concerns over election integrity in Nevada, but not just Nevada. I mean, really across the country, in California, too. Sharon, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe, and I'm so glad you're mentioning the schools. You know, that's where I started out, was on a school board, just like you're doing now. And I, in fact, last night I was up at Lake Tahoe encouraging people to start schools, go homeschooling, do schools in their churches. You know, it's actually a pretty simple way to go, and the government now has just given us an open door. They're saying, we don't want to educate your children anymore because we're afraid, so don't be afraid. Start your own school. I think there's a way to do that. But, you know, I asked if I could come on and talk to you a little bit about Election Integrity Project. That's EIP-CA.com. We are affiliated with Election Integrity Project California here in Nevada, as well as Arizona and Arkansas. And then we've also joined up with Election Integrity Alliance. And we've been petitioning the president. So at EIP-CA.com, you can go and sign this petition and also mail a copy of it to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and ask him to have a summit on election integrity. We think he needs to know what we know. And also we know that he needs to do an emergency order saying that elections are in peril. And because of that, we want to have the deadlines delayed with the NVRA, National Voter Rights Act. What has happened is we got to a 90-day out deadline that says we can't remove any of these inactive or active voters from the rolls or people who are dead. You know, all of those things, there's a deadline, and we are finding now that we have such corrupt registration rolls that we need to get in there and put some secretaries of state on the task of cleaning up these voter rolls. So we're asking people to help us with that by going to EIP-CA.com and downloading that petition, signing that petition online, sending it to the president, asking him for these things. But while you're there, you can make a donation, too, because, you know, it costs money to have attorneys and also to get analysts to analyze their registration rolls and find these problems.
Yeah, and I'm loving the fact that some people are seeing now what education is all about in this country, where their kids are at, what they're being taught. I mean, you've got the LAUSD, you've got the Chicago teachers, other teachers in major cities across the country that are saying, look, we're not going back to school until the police are defunded, especially off campuses, until charter schools are shut down because we don't want your kids to have school choice. I mean, all these things that have absolutely nothing to do with actually teaching in the classroom. And I find that amazing. And I hope people catch on to that. Look, and I'll take garbage for this probably next week, but I believe in parental choice when it comes to education. I'm on a public school board. I still believe in parental choice. You know, the public school system is the only, truly the only government agency that can force your child, force your family to go through a failing system, and there's nothing you can do about it. There is something you can do about it, but you know, legally, you're sitting there. Some people make up an address, or they go. They shouldn't have to do that. You should be able to go to schools that are performing well, that are doing well, and send your kids to those schools, public, private, charter, whatever.
It's a perfect opportunity, you're saying, Joe, and I agree with you. And, you know, we all know that education is a real key. You know, if you know the truth, the truth will set you free. And here at EIP NV, which is Nevada, and EIP-CA.com, we are going to be doing a telethon on AUN TV in Northern California, and people can join us on the internet live as well on September the 7th to watch a video called Stolen Choices, and it really does educate. It gives the history of voter fraud. I don't know how else to say this, but election corruption from before we were the United States of America.
You mean
all the
it's
way
not
through
new?
2020.
You mean it's
Pardon
not?
Me?
You mean it's not new?
Not at all. In fact, you know, we didn't have a prime minister always. We sat under the king. But they elected the first prime minister, and in his election, there was election corruption. There was fraud. The very first one. And from that point on, it's been helter-skelter, I guess, with our elections. You know, we always used to say that it was Chicago with their plus three. They could always guarantee if you got within 3%, they could pull the election over for you. And, of course, there were people who said that they did all the voter registration in the cemetery. So we've always had this with us. And this documentary really is an eye-opener. But it's not just about the history. It's also about how they do it and what we can do as citizens to stop it from happening, to get fair and honest elections. And, you know, of course, one of the things is just getting people educated, and that's why we've got this documentary out that we're going to be doing as a telethon on September the 7th on AUN TV, and it's called Stolen Choices. And, of course, if you make a donation to EIP-CA.com, you can get a copy of this for your very own.
So a couple quick things. You know, people don't realize that George Washington hit it out of the park when he was totally against parties, because he felt that at some point, check this out, at some point in time, people would take on the ideology of their party and not the United States, that they would put the party before they would actually put the American people. Man, we're seeing that happen now, aren't we? Right?
He was a pretty educated guy. You know, when you have an education, like we've been talking, you can see kind of into the future what's going to happen if you don't stop it and nip it in the bud at that.
You got to pause it, because I believe in capitalism. We're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Sharon Angles, don't go nowhere. We're going to have her on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Truth. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Obviously, it didn't happen in California because he would have had to get permission from her to kiss her. You know, this is how it goes nowadays. Joe Messina, your host. I wonder if half the songs that Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra sang, you couldn't sing those today. They would be boycotted or whatever they would be. There'd be all kinds of stuff going on with it. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be notified by text, TRS to 77222. That's just text TRS to 77222. Sharon Angle joins me. She's with the Election Integrity Project in Nevada. She says the president is fully justified in his concerns over the election integrity. She says in Nevada, I say he should be a conservative. He is, but everywhere, especially California, where we have certain counties that actually have like 115% voter registration. I don't know how that happens, but I guess it's real. At least they tell me. And Sharon and I were talking earlier, and I think there's a county in Virginia or on the east. I know these are all on the East Coast where they had a person that was 160 years old vote. There were two people at 150. There were half a dozen people at 130. And I'm telling Tammy, we're moving there because there's something in the soil, something in the air, something in the water that's keeping these people alive, and I want to know what it is. Sharon, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to be with you, Joe. And you know, you're just singing my song here. We've put together a documentary called Stolen Choices. It'll be up on AUN TV September the 7th, and people can join in and help us raise some cash for EIP-CA.com, Election Integrity Project California. We need it to do lawsuits. We need it to pay analysts to analyze the registration rolls and find these things that you've been talking about. And just a little added perk, during that telethon, it's going to be you and me. Joe Messina and Sharon Angle are going to be co-hosting the telethon all day long, so you're probably going to get sick of seeing us throughout the day. But if you love Joe the way I do, and he's a good guy. You'll want to tune in on September the 7th and watch the telethon. We'll be doing it in Northern California, like I said, on the AUN TV network, but also over the Internet. And we just love to have everyone join us to find out how they do that. How do they get
150-year-olds
on the...
Yeah, we'll be in the enemy's backyard. That's where we're going to be. So.
That's right. Take it to the belly of the beast, right? And we were talking about President Trump. He actually filed suit in Nevada and said, you know, this can't stand, this AB4. It's a bill that... the legislature passed in a special session over the weekend in the dead of night, honestly, late.
Now, they
night.
Wouldn't do that. Now, come on. We're telling stories now, right?
No, this is true. And, of course, special sessions are always, well, unattended, but more so because they wouldn't let anybody come down for fear that they might get go viral. I think you know what I mean. They were afraid the Chinese virus would get them right down there in the legislature. So no public comment except by telephone. And we, of course, protested vigorously in our state against this because it's not just mail-in balloting, and that's what they want, is an all mail-in ballot, which we know is just fraught with invitation and opportunity. When you don't have eyes on the process, when you've got somebody just dropping something in the mailbox, you can go to the intersection and pick up a bag of ballots. Isn't that right, Joe?
Who did that? I wonder who did that. And the left tore me up trying to say that I had created that, and I'm going, why? I got listen, it was a Saturday afternoon. I was trying to get to the Italian sub shop. I didn't want to stop and pick up all those ballots, but that's not uncommon, is it?
No, it isn't uncommon. In fact, in our primary here in Nevada in 2020, we were finding them in the trash. We were finding them on the streets and stuffed in mailboxes in Las Vegas. So it's not uncommon. This bill says they're only going to mail to active voters. But the registrar in Clark County, he was told only to mail to active voters as well. But he said, no, I'm going to mail to those inactives as well. And that's how we got 200,000 of these ballots out on the street that nobody was claiming. We've now had some findings. EIPCA has helped EIP and the so Election Integrity Project's been active in Nevada. And we have findings that from 2010 and prior, we had 40,040 voters that hadn't voted since 2010 or before. So why aren't they on the inactive list? They're supposed
Listen,
to be.
My daughter's
you know,
been...
They were getting mail ballots, and they'll get mail ballots again for the general election if we don't do something about that.
Look, at my daughter has been out of this state for 11 years, okay? And you know what we get every year? And we just got it again. Remember, they were cleaning up the rolls. Everything was wonderful. We just got another ballot for her. We just got another. And so they're not cleaning up anything whatsoever, and they don't care. I think weren't they supposed to take 1.5 million or check into or clean up to 1.5 million names on the California voter rolls? They've done nothing with it.
Actually, it was more because when the Secretary of State said, we'll do that. We don't even want to contest this lawsuit. We'll just clean up these rolls. We know you're right. That's what they said to Election Integrity Project California. And while they were doing that, their due diligence on it, they found 100,000 more. So it's actually 1.6 million
in Clark
County. And, you know, the infractions go on. Here in Nevada, we found 1,289. Duplicate registrations. That means people that were mailed two or more ballots. And that happens because every time you go down to a government office or, you know, like a DMV, you go in and you need some help at any government office, they're going to give you an opportunity to register to vote again. And so it's not probably your fault that you have all these duplicate registrations there. In the new bill for Nevada, they even make it better. They say you can actually vote not on your legal signature. Now, I couldn't get my driver's license without my legal signature. But you can vote under initials or under your nickname. So guess what? How many times can you multiply? simply vote if your signature doesn't have to be your signature.
So think about something, right? I mean, my legal name is Joseph V. Messina, right? So I could vote that way. Then I could vote as Joseph Messina. Then I could vote as Joe Messina. Joe V. Messina. I know some guys use J. Vincent Messina kind of thing. Like, why didn't you tell me about this earlier? I got like 8 or 9 votes for the president already.
Well, heck, and if your family calls you Chip, vote by Chip, Messina, too, you know. Whatever you want. That's what the Nevada law is saying now. So you can see how it's just fraught with opportunity.
My God.
Actually, those were voters, 1,289 duplicate voters from 2010 and before. But guess what? 5 of those guys voted double in the primary. What do you think about that? In the primary in 2020. So they're still actively getting their ballots, 2 of them, and they're actively voting them. You know, we had, you were talking about those older folks on the ballot. Well, we have 74 of those 105 plus voters. So they're 105 or more years old, and they're still voting.
What county are they in? I want to move there.
Well, this is just throughout the state. I mean, the whole state of Nevada encourages old age, it looks like. So, you know, those are just some of the findings. Those are preliminary findings from 2010 and prior. We haven't even looked at the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And as the president said, you know, this cannot stand. When you have a bill, a law now, that says you can actually ballot harvest, that means anybody can bring your ballot in. We talked to Heritage Foundation. They said that's electioneering. If a campaign person comes to your house and asks for your ballot, he's actually electioneering because he's going to come in his T-shirt.
Yep.
He's going to ask for his candidate. You know, at a balloting place, a normal polling place, you can't wear your stuff to the polling place. You can't wear a pin or a badge or a hat. You can't even have a picture of the president because he's somebody that's going to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got ballot harvesting going on within this legislation. Everything that the voters of Nevada said we don't want.
You know, we had it here. We had ballot harvesting is what put Katie Hill over the top a while back, and we had it here. We were working with the churches. We were working with other places to allow people to drop their ballots off there at the church, do ballot harvesting at the church, and guess where we can't go? We can't go to church anymore. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Sharon's going nowhere. I've got her locked in a room somewhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Come on. Give me some traffic. That would be really nice, too. There's also a donation button there as well. You know, give up one cup of coffee at that expensive coffee place. I know you're still going. Don't give me that. How is it that you conservatives still go to Starbucks? This is like a mind blower for me, okay? Go to the little mom pop corner store. I mean, the coffee might not be as exotic, but at least you're supporting a local vendor. You're supporting somebody who hasn't said, you know, blank Trump, put the American flag out in front of their door. All kinds of stupid stuff. And you're still going there. It's just mind-blowing. Anyway, before I get into my daddy mode, let's not do that. Sharon Engel of the Election Integrity Project in Nevada says the president fully justified in his concerns over the election integrity in Nevada and should be suing them. And I think along with 49 other states. But anyhow, Sharon, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Joe, to be with you and to talk about things that are really important, I think, things that people need to know about. We were just talking about our documentary, Stolen Choices, will be on AUN-TV on September the 7th. You and I are going to co-host the telethon all day long. You can watch the documentary that just documents election corruption from the very beginning all the way to 2020. We talk about how they do it and what can be done to solve the problem. And there's a lot that can be done. So I would like people to join up and then go to EIPCA.com. It's actually EIP-CA.com or Election Integrity Project California. And donate right there to get this video for themselves, but also to help us get attorneys' fees paid so that we can take these things that we found and put them in the hands of attorneys to get the SOS, the Secretaries of State, to do their job. And that is clean up the voter rolls, make sure that we don't have those duplicate voters, those dead voters, and those inactive voters, those ones that have moved out of state or died. We need to get them off the rolls so that nobody's voting for them.
Listen.
You know, that old joke, my daddy was a Republican until he died, and he's voted Democrat ever since. So,
my neighbor's mom was the same way, but go one step further. You know, my daughter's been out of the house for 11 years, and we still get her ballot here. You can tell it frosts me because I have friends at the county trying to get it taken off. Keeps coming back up. How does it keep coming back up? Who keeps flicking the switch to turn it back on, you know?
Yeah, well, once they have your name, I guess your name's there forever. I don't know.
I know, right?
It's a hard thing, though, because we know that people are not all honest.
No, what are you saying? You mean people would purposely cheat when it comes to vote? I can't imagine.
They get to vote them. We know that happens. It's happened here in Nevada. We found it. We found five people that should probably be in prison for double voting. It's illegal. It's a felony. It's a federal felony.
So, yeah, but it's one of the hardest. You've been at this for a long time, and I keep telling people, it's one of the hardest things to prove. Because you have to prove that the person knew, first of all, that they were casting more than one vote, and secondly, knew it was against the law. Isn't that amazing? It's like lately they've been throwing people in jail for next to nothing, and now you've got people who know that they're out ballot harvesting, they're signing things on their own, they're signing, some of them have been caught signing these ballots, but you don't see many people going to jail for this, do you?
Well, we see more and more all the time going to jail. It's kind of interesting. In our video, in the documentary, you'll see the convictions and the jail time that people have been serving for these things. In fact, a lady in, I believe it was Iowa, got caught, and she went to jail and she died in prison. So there you go. I mean, it's not a good thing. It's really not a good thing to perpetrate voter fraud. Non-citizens, we found this, that non-citizens who get signed up, like I said, you go to a government agency, they'll sign you up. Maybe you don't understand what you're signing up for. They just say, sign this form. So you do. Now you're registered to vote. And what they're finding is as they are going for citizenship, they're instructed that you can't not be guilty of a felony and get your U.S. citizenship. And that election fraud is a felony. So if you are registered to vote and you're not a citizen, that's a felony. So they are now self calling in and saying to the registrar of voters, please take me off the registration rolls, because they know that if they go looking too closely, they could find that registration. Now they are not only a felon, could be charged with a felony, but they could be deported for it. So, here you are trying to get your citizenship. Somebody signed you up, And now you could lose it because you're illegally registered to vote.
And there were guys caught in Los Angeles in the homeless encampments that were walking through and actually paying these guys, giving them money for their vote. You know, signing the absentee ballot, the vote, the whole nine yards. They're going, you know, that's just great. They have cameras everywhere. We should be nailing these guys on a regular basis, right?
Well, that's right. It's a felony. It's a felony to buy votes. And so, yes.
Well, we weren't really, we weren't really buying the vote. I mean, the guy would look like he was hungry. You know, he kept asking me for cigarettes. I want to make sure he had his own pack of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's wrong with that? I care about humanity.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, that's why we need volunteers at Election Integrity Project California and Nevada and Arizona, any place you're listening. We need volunteers that are willing to watch for that kind of stuff, and we train you how to watch and how to identify it. You know, you think it's just a typo, that registration that's in an address that's between you and your neighbor's house, but there's no lot there, there's no house there. Nope. That guy's voting. You know, I've caught him myself. I've walked door to door in campaigns in the past, and I found one in a mortuary. Someone registered to vote there, so I knocked on the door thinking, well, maybe they have an apartment upstairs or something. And the lady looked at me when I said, is this fellow living here? And she just smiled and she says, honey, there's nobody living here. they're all dead. They may be in residence, but they're not living.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I found 19 in a small county here in Nevada, mailed out 195 postcards that with the return, you know, it was first class, so they returned them to me. So I called the postmaster and I said, I've got 19 here. That's 10%. So I've got 19 here. I'd like the real address for these guys. And he said, oh, I'll get right back to you. I can do that. 3 days later, he sent me an email, and he says, these people do not exist. Now, these were people that had voted in every primary and every general election for the last 4 years. So, you know, it's something that people, if they're aware of what it is, they know. They can identify it themselves. It's just like you can identify that if you voted for your daughter, you know, voted in her place,
yeah.
That's a duplicate ballot, and who's the wiser? So, you know, it takes citizen oversight with these things, and that's why, you know, we're asking the president for a summit. He needs to know what we know, and we want him to not only hear from all of the states that are in the Election Integrity Alliance about what's going on in their state, but we also want him to declare an emergency, election emergency, and delay these deadlines in the National Voter Rights Act so that we can get all of these voter rolls cleaned up before the November election. You can help us with that by going to EIP-CA, downloading the petition, signing it, and sending it in electronically, but also print it out and send it in snail mail, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because we want the president to know how much we care about fair and honest elections. You know, who knows? We can maybe change the complexion of California if we just had a fair and honest election, got rid of those 1.6 million.
Are you swearing on my show? Fair and honest? Are you swearing on my show? What is that all about?
I'm just saying.
I thought you were a woman of God. What is that all about?
Yeah. It's an oversight. And that's what we're dedicated to. We said, no, California is not lost. It's just got a bad problem with the registration rolls. And that's when we took the Secretary of State and the Registrar of Voters in L.A. County to court. They said, no contest. We're not even going to go to court because what you've got stands up. We know we're wrong. And they said they get it cleaned up. But now you're telling me, no, hasn't happened yet. And that's been almost 2 years ago. that we did that.
You're such a sweetie thinking that they're going to go in there and clean that up.
Well, you know, I'm the eternal optimist.
I know you are. I've known you for years. Yes, you are. All right, so real quick, you got about 30 seconds. Tell people again how they can help out and how they can get involved.
Well, we're EIP-CA.com. You can go there, download the petition, send it off to the president. You can watch our telethon on September 7th, and you can donate to help us.
That's always good, too. Joe Mazzini, hello, Sharon Engel. Thanks so much for being with me. I so much appreciate your time with us. A lot more coming up in the next hour. People, don't go far. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can check it out at the website or just come back. It's that simple. Back in a little bit.